Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 164. A Call for Revolt. Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friends. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read some of the best blogs on the planet to you. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who records his driving with a camera. One time I was on the freeway, completely stopped because there was an accident ahead of me, and a woman decided she wanted to exit, so she backed up, and apparently didn't see me at all because she backed right up into my car. And then after I told my insurance about it, maybe a week or so later, she said that I had rear-ended her. So from then on, I decided it's worth it to take a few seconds to record my driving, and I've caught some interesting stuff now. Anyways, Minimalist Monday, where I read posts from well-known minimalists. But before we get into it, how would you like to show some support for this podcast? The only way surviving right now is with your support, since I don't read you any ads, which is the topic of today's show. So if you'd like to help, come by my site, oldpodcast.com. And there are a couple of things you can do. The easiest and freest thing is to sign up for my weekly newsletter, because not only do you get free Excel spreadsheets to optimize your life, but you're also entered to win a book by The Minimalists. And the next drawing is next week, so make sure you join before then. And if you want to take it up a notch, you can actually contribute to the show, which goes a long way to help pay for the server costs to host this podcast and the website and my mailing list. So again, you could do all that at oldpodcast.com. And that's that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. A Call for Revolt. Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. The biggest obstacle to a wonderfully minimalist life is advertising. Let's think about that statement for a minute. What is a minimalist life, and what stands in our way from reaching it? How is advertising involved? A minimalist life can be many things, but at its heart is becoming conscious about what we have in our lives. Space is limited. We have limited hours in a day, limited years in our lives, limited physical space in our homes. And we fill all that limited space up unconsciously, packing it to overfull without much thought to whether that's the best use of our space. Minimalism is about pausing and asking what's necessary, what belongs in this space, and what can we toss out? Is the fantasy we have in our heads that's causing us to fill things up unconsciously really what we thought it would be? Advertising has the exact opposite aim. It wants us to spend without thinking about it. It wants us to buy on impulse. It wants to implant fantasies in our heads that cause us to go out and buy. Think about an ad for clothing or an Apple product, for example. They show us beautiful people living gorgeous lives centered around the simple solution of having their product in our hands or around our bodies. Ads for a cleanser make us think we'll not only have clean skin, but a perfect complexion and high cheekbones and a hunky boyfriend who adores us. Ads for a new app make us think that all of a sudden we'll be more organized and productive, and all of our needs will be magically taken care of with this beautifully designed program in our smartphone. Ads for a new kitchen appliance give us the fantasy of perfect health and a beautiful body if only we had this magical tool in our homes. Of course, none of this is true. We will be no more organized or productive, no more healthy and beautiful, no more likely to have a hunky boyfriend or lithe girlfriend if we buy any of these products. We'll just be poorer with more stuff in our already full lives. What's worse is advertising not only implants a fantasy in our minds that we instantly want, it gives us a self-conscious feeling of lack. we all of a sudden are not complete, not happy, because we don't have the fantasy lives. We aren't good enough yet. We aren't happy yet. And the buying does nothing to placate that lack. We buy and still don't have the fantasy, and so we still feel bad about ourselves. We still have the void inside our hearts that can never be filled. Advertising is the insidious whisper of the bad angel of commerce. I don't blame advertisers. They're caught up in a game where they have to advertise or they die. I don't blame consumers. This is the society we live in, and we have never lived in any other way. I don't even blame advertising companies. The Googles and Don Drapers of the world are just trying to make a buck like everyone else and have figured out what works. Why not do what's effective, right? Don't blame the player, blame the game. We are caught up in a game where we must make more money and therefore must advertise. And to be effective at that, we must instill fantasies that cannot be reached, a feeling of lack that cannot be eased. We are caught up in a game where this entire process is okay with everyone, in fact cheered on because the most successful at it, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Barack Obama, Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg, Steven Spielberg, Walt Disney, and others, they are the winners of our society. We worship them. The people who opt out of this game are ridiculed as hippies and bums and weirdos. I say we toss out this game, grab it by the belt, and send it skidding to the sidewalk. I say we revolt. We can revolt by simply opting out. They don't have an opt-in checkbox on the form of this game, but we can still opt out even if we aren't given this choice. We can opt out by not watching ads, not having them on our websites, not buying into movies that are simply clever ads, not believing the fantasies, not buying on impulse, not using shopping as therapy, not using buying as a solution to everything, not supporting media that's just there to get us to read the ads between the stories, not going to websites that have intrusive pop-up ads, not listening to ad-supported radio, not watching videos online that have ads, not using ad-supported email, not wearing logos on our clothing, not getting logos tattooed on our bodies, not going to theme parks that are just big ads for their products, not shopping when we're on vacation, not buying presents to celebrate the holidays, not buying smartphones because of an ad we saw, not buying clothes or makeup or skin products to make ourselves look like a fantasy, not reading magazines that try to make us have a fantasy of what we should look like, not watching TV shows supported by ads. Sound like too much? Yes, I agree. We are too entrenched in ads. We can't get out of them. We are dependent. The revolt is too revolting. Back to your regularly scheduled program. You just listened to the post titled A Call for Revolt, Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It is crazy how many thousands of ads we see every day, and while I currently don't have ads here on this podcast, I can't promise that I won't ever, and I'd like to speak to that for a moment. If I ever did read an ad, it would take the place of me asking for you to help contribute to the show directly. So instead of getting people to contribute their own money, everyone would have to hear maybe 30 or 60 seconds of me talking about a product or service. But the thing is, I would only want to promote something that I actually use and is consistent with the theme of this podcast, something that I actually think would optimize your life. So while I agree that we're bombarded with ads, much of it's stuff we don't need, I do think there are valuable products and services out there, and I'm okay talking about them if it means that I get to continue to bring this podcast to you for free and without having to beg for donations. And I think the minimalists and Leo Babauta and everyone would agree. It's not about not consuming anymore and all of us just living in like tents in the woods. It's about making meaningful purchases, and there are companies and services that have meaningful products. So on that note, if you want to contribute and keep ads from appearing here on the podcast for as long as possible, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And if you actually can't contribute, I totally understand. You can also show your support for free by being part of my weekly newsletter, and I'd greatly appreciate that too. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Ramit Sethi. It's been a while since I've read something from him, and it's going to be about making big career jumps, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.